Do you regard black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth? 100% truth. There is nothing fictitious about black magic, in any way whatever. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years. I mean, when we talk about black magic, we are talking about Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft, the worship of Satan.
Hello, everybody. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for signing up to my new and improved Patreon. This is going to be the first of many different exclusive video installments that I'll be putting on here. Topic-wise, it's going to vary. There's going to be a lot of different things, but for the most part, the videos on my Patreon are going to be reserved for special content that is either too sensitive to share on my public YouTube channel or information that I only want a selected few learning about. Now, in today's video, I want to show you something that I've been contemplating for a long time pertaining to the number 93. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are aware regarding my research into 93 that it was a number venerated by Aleister Crowley, and it became the literal number of Thelema due to its numerical correspondences with the word love in Greek isopsephy. We all know Crowley was deep into the satanic and darker aspects of being, particularly when it came to his OTO sex magic, which is basically what runs Hollywood now. And it also has something to do with why our entire language is also hit with this sort of double-edged sexual side to it. So many sexual innuendos hidden in our language, and this is all based off a sort of Crowleyan line of thinking. Now, along with Crowley being attached to the 93, my research with the number has obviously led me directly to Saturn and the Dracos. Both have a gematria value of 93, which is incredibly important because the law of Saturn tells us that he ate his own children. And we know that Draco-reptilians or Draco-reptilian beings are responsible for eating our children in their adrenochrome rituals. Okay, so there is this really important correspondence and link here between the fact that Saturn ate his own children and then we have these reptilians who seem to be eating our children. So from my perspective, there is a clear link between Saturn, the Dracos, children and the number 93. These few pieces of information here are what originally sent me down the path with this number. Now, a few years back, I saw this movie called Case 39, which is, of course, 93, because remember, these numbers can be read forward and backwards. Now, Case 39 is about a child called Lilith, who is a victim of child abuse. And when I first saw this movie, my brain started ticking over because I knew that 39 is a number directly related to child abuse. Not only for the reasons that I've just said, but also because the word child abuse literally has a gematria value of 39. So this movie, Case 39, can also be read as Case Child Abuse. And it's about child abuse, of course. So it's more synchronicities. And this is why they named the film that, okay? So Case 39 is Case Child Abuse. It all ties back to this number. Not only that, but if you look on the front cover of this movie, you can see Renee Zellweger hiding behind a door and doing their archetypical one-eye Saturn symbolism. Well, Saturn sums to 93, as you know, and one eye sums to 93, which is again 39. So then there's that double correspondence again on the front page. You've got the one eye, which is 93, Case 39. You know, it's all linked together, guys. This is how they do this stuff. So we have this movie, Case 39, which is about child abuse. The actual phrase, child abuse, sums to 39. And we know that both Saturn and Draco's sum to 39, which are also both tied to child abuse in some way. One more thing I wanted to mention and show you is just how this number really is tied up with child abuse, okay? Because when we look at the UNICEF website and go to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, or the UNCRC for short, we look at Article 39. Article 39 of the UNCRC says, and I quote, "Children and young people have the right to recover from difficult things that happen to them and that they can expect to receive the help that allows them to do so. This includes help for survivors of violence, sexual violence, neglect, exploitation of any kind, abuse, torture, armed conflict and trafficking." So not only do we have all of these consistencies that we've just found with 93, 39, child abuse, the gematria, the movie, Saturn, Dracos, but we now have this actual verified piece of government legislation put forward by UNICEF, Article 39, which is to do directly with child abuse. When you start putting all these bullet points together and see how they all add up and all build to a picture, you can't really argue. 93 and 39 is clearly a number to do with child abuse. It's all over the place and they're leaving hints all over the place. You just need to connect the dots, right? I mean, like, are you fucking kidding me? The very number that we see tied to the gematria value of child abuse also corresponds to the actual law-enforced piece of legislation regarding the issue. Do you have any idea the mathematical probability of that happening by chance? It's literally impossible. It's ridiculous. This is all carefully and methodically designed. Okay, so this is my point. In my opinion, I've shown you enough evidence just then to justify my claims that 39 and 93 are tied to child abuse. Now, following this logic, let me show you how many times this number has come up in some real cases. And this is really what the heart of the video is about. And this is what the meat of my research has been about recently. Also, this isn't nice to talk about, but somebody's got to do it. Now we have this story here, Arthur Hughes, who was abused and killed by his parents. There are a few standout things about this story. First of all, the picture that they posted of somebody laying flowers outside of his house. This picture was all over the place. His house number was 39, of course. And not only this, but there was a huge dinosaur balloon outside of his house, clearly placed in the view of the camera for the shot where the guy is laying the flowers. Now, what is my theory regarding dinosaurs? I think, as previously stated, that some of the dinosaurs from the Jurassic era never actually died off. In fact, they evolved and became the bipedal reptilians that we know today. You know, this is why Jurassic Park was released in 93, because they're telling you. Not only that, but dinosaurs sums to 93. House 93 with a 93 dinosaur outside, you know, and dinosaur sums to 93. It's all connected, guys. One more thing about this case, which really sends shivers down my spine, to be honest, is this picture here. Have a look at this. This was posted again by all mainstream media outlets reporting on the story. Look at his left hand. Why is this child making devil horns in this photo? Is this staged? Is this child programmed? Is this just a coincidence? I don't know. All I know is I do not trust anything about this story. And my heart genuinely hurts for this poor child, because only the Most High knows what he had to endure at the hands of these monsters. Okay, and this devil sign, this devil hand sign, this rock and roll hand sign that we see here, this is not a natural hand position for anybody. He's either been taught this or told to pose like this, because nobody's fingers naturally form like that. Okay. So what the fuck is going on here? Notice the blonde hair and the blue eyes. On the page, he's J-E-R, which reminds me of the word German. Given the blonde hair and the blue eyes and the origins of MK programming in the West being controlled by the Nazis, this all seems a little too coincidental for me. Now I'm going to run through the rest of these stories quite quick, as all I'm here to do is show you the prevalence of the number 39 in these cases, okay? So we had the Arthur case, the dinosaur outside, dinosaurs equals 39.93, and the house number is 39.93. The next one, Finley Bowden. This poor, poor baby was killed 39 days after CPS returned the child back to his parents. Don't even get me started on CPS. They're a bunch of fucking wankers who do everything in their power to protect the vilest people in our society. And honestly, if you work for CPS, honestly, fuck you. I don't even know how you look at yourself in the mirror every day. I really don't. They're the most corrupt organisation in the world. Okay, next we have Kaylee Titford, who was abused and killed by her father and her 39-year-old mother. Next we have this complete and utter waste of life who got so drunk he decided to punch a baby and broke 39 of the baby's ribs. Next here we have little Jacob Crouch, who was abused and killed by his 39-year-old father, Craig Crouch. Again, another 39-year-old man possessing indecent images of children. Then we have Simon Parsons and Rebecca Dow, who is, surprise, surprise, 39, convicted of raping and sexually assaulting a young girl after drugging her. Again, another 39-year-old, Ben Cassidy, caught with child abuse images. David Harms, who posed as a model scout, admits 39 different sexual offences against children in the UK. Over 1.3 million paid out to 39 victims who suffered at the hands of this sick fuck, Miles Bradbury. Man 50 arrested over killing paedophile drag queen who was 39. Guys, are you seeing my point here? Are you seeing what I'm trying to show you? The amount of 39s in this story, in these stories, are fucking unbelievable. This is not a coincidence. There is no way. I've just pulled up. Bear in mind, all of these stories are from the last year, year and a half. There's 6 or 7 stories there. Every single one has got something to do with the number 39 in. That is not a coincidence, okay? Simon Mallin, 39, centre of a paedophile ring. Also, side note, you haven't wondered why it's called a paedophile ring? Because this used to confuse me when I was a kid. Why? That's the only time I've heard a group of people getting called a ring. Usually it's like a group or a posse or like a clan. Why is it a ring? Well, what planet has a ring? Exactly. There you go. Saturn. And we know Saturn is tied to child abuse. So that is why it's called a paedophile ring. Okay, guys? Entertainer, 39, charged with child defilement. US Cardinal, 93, not fit to stand trial over sexual abuse claims. Rolf Harris, convicted sex offender, best friends with Savile, dead at 93. I think I've made my point here, guys. I could keep going. Honestly, I really could. Just go and Google child abuse cases and the number 39 and you will see how every fucking person either seems to be 39 years old or has this number tied to the case somehow. I think I've made my point very clear here, you know. I'm beating a dead horse at this point, and I think I've shown you enough to, at the very least, raise some suspicion regarding the presence of this number in all of these cases here. Let's look at a few more things before I end this. As previously mentioned, we know that adrenochrome plays a huge part in this child abuse and child trafficking stuff that we see going on with the elites. We also know that our leaders are, in fact, reptilians. Me and many other researchers have shown you countless clips which verify this. We also know that Saturn, child abuse, and Draco's all sum to 39 and 93. However, so does reptilians are here. So does reptilian bloodline. Not only that, but I need adrenochrome also sums to 93. The picture being painted is very clear, guys. Now, bearing in mind that our schooling system comes from the Prussian-German system called Schule, which was essentially designed to stop all originality and strip all originality out of our children and make them homogeneous, obedient slaves that don't ask any questions and follow all state laws. Following this logic, we know that Schule, it's mental abuse for children in every sense of the word, and sometimes it can even result in physical abuse when children are bullied. But for everybody, regardless if you were actually bullied at school, the way the Schule system or the school system was designed by these maniac Prussian German bastards, it's designed to cause your child as much mental trauma as possible. Okay? Why do you think so many children are so unhappy at school? Stripped of all individuality, forced to study things they could give two fucks about. With that being said, how many weeks are in the school year over here in the UK? Yep, 39. So here we have another example where this number comes back to being related with children again. Now, before I close this off, I want to look at three quotes from the Bible. Those being Genesis chapter 9, verse 3, Revelation chapter 3, verse 9, and Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. Obviously, we're focusing on chapter 3, verse 9, and vice versa, chapter 9, verse 3, because these are the numbers we're looking at, 93 or 39. Okay, so these chapters correspond with this number. Now let's have a little read and see what these chapters actually say. Genesis 9:3, every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb, I have given you all things. Pause. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Is that talking about us? Is this where the reptilians get their privilege from? Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Are we meat for them? Is that what's going on here? Is that why this is in Genesis chapter 9 verse 3? This seems to be too much of a coincidence. Apparently we've been given to the reptilians to be eaten. That's what I take from this. Let's have a look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 9. Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews but are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Revelation chapter 3 verse 9, 39, synagogue of Satan. Guys, this is all very, it's all very creepy. Come on, like, we know that the synagogue of Satan, the higher ups in the synagogue of Satan are reptilians. Baphomet is a fucking reptilian hybrid. And now we have chapter 3, verse 9, talking about the synagogue of Satan, when the devil in disguise sums to 93. Now we have Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their contendants doth witness against them, and they declare their sins as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. Three Bible chapters I've picked out here, all to do with the number 39. The first one's to do with eating anything you want on earth. The second one's to do with the synagogue of Satan. And the third one's to do with sodomy, anal rape, which is pretty standard in these SRA rituals to get the adrenochrome. When you read about MK, when you read about trauma-based mind control, anal abuse is their prime go-to thing. Now, these are just three Bible chapters I picked out to quickly look at. And when I found this, I knew I was onto something. I am going to be making a part two of this video very soon, but I just wanted to give you a brief introduction as to what I've actually been doing with this 39 and 93 recently, because I have gathered an overwhelming amount of evidence that tells me that this number is tied to the reptilian Satanists that run this planet, okay? Now, please post any questions you have in the comment section below. I will answer them all. This has been the first installment of my first exclusive Patreon video. I hope you've enjoyed it. I know it's not nice to talk about this stuff. This is very sensitive information, but this is what I'm doing outside of YouTube. I'm really trying to get into the nitty gritty stuff, okay? And this could never go on my YouTube channel ever. It's too much. So I hope you appreciate this. I hope you've learned something. And please, if you find any more stories, which I know you will, put them in the bottom. Send it to me, because I'm collating data here. I'm collating information for you guys so you can learn about this stuff, okay? Have a great day.